From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Hundreds of community members and immigrant advocates crowded the street in front of a well-known Germantown restaurant to rally for the release of one of its owners. He was picked up by ICE 2 weeks ago, and as KYW's Nigel Thompson reports, he remains in an ICE detention center.
An Vong Bandith and her husband Anu have run the Das Good Cafe in Germantown for the last 6 years and have become staples in the community. But if you ask An, at its heart has always been Anu's heart.
Anu is the kind of man that walks into a room and instantly makes it brighter. His laughter is contagious. His energy fills every corner.
Anu was detained by ICE back on July 28th as he and An went to open the Das Good Cafe before a busy Saturday morning service. He's now in Moshannon Valley, Pennsylvania's largest immigrant detention center, awaiting deportation to Laos, a country he fled as a refugee when he was 3. He came to the U.S. when he was 5.
They would have sent him to a country that he doesn't know, to a language he doesn't really know.
A plea deal in a criminal case when the family lived in Florida put him on ICE's radar 15 years ago, and he's had to check in with the agency twice a year ever since in lieu of being deported, because before this year, Laos didn't accept deportees from the U.S. Seth Anderson Olbermann of Reclaim Philadelphia called what's happening to Anu and his family a form of political violence.
If they come for Anu in the morning, they'll be coming for you in the evening.
Former municipal court judge Pat Dugan says he'll be running as a Republican in the November general election for district attorney. Dugan, who lost the Democratic primary in May to incumbent Larry Krasner, is able to appear on the ballot as a Republican because he received 6,000 write-in votes during the primary to qualify to run. Despite the write-in campaign, Dugan had pledged not to run as a Republican, but he says Krasner's blind eye to crime caused him to change his mind. The former judge says he pledges to enforce law fairly and equally for all. So far, Krasner's campaign has not responded to Dugan's announcement. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro will be in Philadelphia today at SEPTA headquarters, calling for state lawmakers to pass a bill that funds SEPTA and avoids dramatic service cuts that are set to take effect in just 2 weeks. Governor Shapiro joined KYW News Radio, where he underlined how important SEPTA is to the region.
You know how much I care about SEPTA and the 800,000 people that ride it every day, the 39,000 people's jobs that depend on just mass transit, not even those that are riding it across our state. It represents about $5.5 billion worth of economic activity.
Legislators in Harrisburg's Republican-led Senate have thus far refused to pass $300 million in transit funding that will allow SEPTA to balance its budget. As a result, deep cuts to SEPTA service are planned to take effect 2 weeks from today. They include cutting more than 30 bus routes, reducing regional rail service to once every 2 hours during midday hours, and eliminating Sports Express subway trains. More cuts are planned through January 1st, culminating in closing 5 regional rail lines and instituting a 9 p.m. curfew on all rail services. Investigators have identified a little boy found in Virginia in a creek there 50 years ago as a missing child from Philadelphia. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, they're trying to find his baby brother.
A 14-year-old in Lorton, Virginia, riding his bike home from school in June of 1972, found the boy.
Blunt force trauma to the head is what caused the death.
Detective Melissa Wallace is with the Fairfax County Cold Case Unit.
The medical examiner was able to see that there were other injuries in various stages of healing that appeared to be indicative of child abuse.
Detectives at the time preserved the boy's hairs, which were used 50 years later to get a DNA profile.
We started going the genealogy route in 2021.
Through which they were able to identify the boy's mother, Vera Bryant, from Philadelphia, and then the child, Carl Matthew Bryant.
She also had a 6-month-old baby named James.
After leaving for Virginia in 1972, Vera and her boyfriend at the time, James Hedgepath, returned to her family in November.
And they asked, where are the boys at? And she said, oh, they stayed down in Virginia.
Vera severed ties with her family and died in 1980. Hedgepath died decades later. Police believe she and or Hedgepath were responsible for Carl's death, and they're continuing to search for the baby.
We're going to kind of wait and see what comes before we decide how we're going to move forward with the missing persons case.
A Christian women's group in Virginia raised funds to bury the boy. He'll remain in that Virginia cemetery, and detectives will honor him with a memorial bench nearby.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.